previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Vinesh from Legal Aid. It kicks in on the 1st of July, if I stand corrected. It's been spoken of for many months now, but a lot of people don't understand what it is. What is Poppy?
Okay, so Poppy, it's not in the term of endearment in law. It's actually the Protection of Personal Information Act. So people are going around calling each other Poppy, and especially in the workplace, don't confuse it with a term of endearment, which could lead you into, you know, harassment charges, etc. So let's keep it to it. It's the Protection of Personal Information Act, and, you know, parts of it came into effect April 2014, but the whole act came into enforcement on the 1st of July 2020. So, yeah, so people obviously ask, well, what is this Poppy Act about, you know? And it's basically the purpose of the legislation is to protect the you know, personal information of citizens, which is obtained and processed by both public and private institutions, and also tends to balance the right of privacy with that of the right of access to information.
Vinesh, let's drill down a little bit. What is considered personal information under the Poppy Act?
Okay. So, you know, sometimes we go to businesses or we apply for loans, etc., and we are asked to give certain of our personal information to those institutions. So what's the general type of information provided? So it's contact information like your telephone number, your email address, any private correspondence, your biometric information, your blood group, etc., demographic information, your age, which, you know, some of us wouldn't want that to get out in the open, gender, race,
weight.
Me.
Hang on a second. Yes. Ethnicity, etc. You know, and then obviously, you know, sometimes we take surveys at the office and on our businesses, and our opinions are expressed in those surveys, so that amounts to personal information as well. And then obviously it's your history, your employment history, your financial history, information and medical history, criminal history, as well as educational history. So there's so much of your personal information that can be out there that can be disseminated like it was in the past.
So that means with an organization, let's just use a bank for an example, they've got all of this information. Yeah. They may not share this information with any other business. Am I right?
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
Correct, sir. It applies to all businesses in South Africa. Even international companies do business in South Africa. And, you know, it's those businesses that collect and uses, stores, or destroys personal information from a data subject. Now, in terms of the Act, we as people, as citizens, are referred to as data subjects. And, you know, there's now an obligation on these institutions to protect that information. So, you know, they only have to may collect information for a specific purpose. They have to ensure the information is, for example, relevant and up to date. There's reasonable security measures in place to protect the information and only keep the necessary information. You know, I think all of us can say that at some point in time we've received calls from telemarketers, etc., and we've always wondered, but how on earth have these people managed to get our personal cell phone numbers?
Every single day.
Charlie, I don't even want to ask which people are calling you, but you have my personal cell phone number if that happens again, my friend.
Let's drill it down to this sort of, you know, you have so many WhatsApp groups, Telegram groups, neighborhood watch groups, security groups, where often pictures are taken of a suspicious individual walking in the road. It's then shared on a group where, you know, up to 500 people are able to see this. What provision is made in the Poppy Act for this?
No, I don't think it would apply to such a scenario because, you know, photographs, etc., of an individual who is unknown and disseminated, you know, across a WhatsApp social networking forum won't really be covered for such scenarios. You know, the Poppy Act is basically, it's an enforcement mechanism to force companies to whom you, in good faith, provide your personal information, you know, to sort of tell them to and encourage them to keep such information confidential and only use it for specific purposes. Because sometimes, you know, it's happened in the past where that information is so-called sold onto marketing companies. So that these companies can then harass you and phone you and ask you whether you would like to buy certain things.
Vinesh, does Poppy add anything to my constitutional right to privacy?
Oh, definitely. It's there to encourage a person's right to privacy. I mean, the case in point that I've already mentioned is marketing companies that flood you with so much information via your email, social networking, your phone. So all these mechanisms are being introduced to try and stop that from happening. And so, you know, many occasions you're going to have situations now. And, you know, I think it's going to affect companies like Facebook, et cetera, to have more stringent mechanisms in place to prevent personal information from getting out to the general public, as it was in the past.
Without our consent, of course.
Exactly. This is what it's aimed to stop. Your personal information getting out there without your consent.
Interesting. I mean, lots of questions we can ask around the Poppy Act, but I think you've pretty much summed it up nicely there for us.
Look, it's just coming to play now, guys. So there's going to be sort of hits and misses. People are going to be wondering, what should I do? What I want to say is basically companies out there, businesses, you guys need to get in line with the regulations in terms of the Act, because it's coming to effect. And if you don't have the necessary, have complied with the necessary regulations, you know, there are, for example, people that you can get into trouble. You know, there's fines and even in jail terms involved if you don't comply with the necessary regulations.
Yeah, because I was telling the team just before we had a chat to you now on air, I said, you know, I live in a complex and we got notice that if you have any sort of CCTV surveillance looking into the public space of a complex, you need to have a sign at the entrance of the complex to alert those that are coming in that there is CCTV surveillance for the complex for security purposes. So that is something you have to do.
Yes. No, that's definitely so. Also, you know, if people are gathering your personal information, and specifically, you know, I'm reverting back to the issue of marketing, the question is, should businesses provide an opt-in or opt-out option for direct marketing? And they have to. You know, give the person a choice. Now, do you want to, you know, be contacted for marketing purposes or not? And people need to be aware of that now, because it's, you know, some of these marketing guys, unfortunately, you know, they do get out of hand at times.
Yeah. So if somebody does phone me from one of these telemarketing companies, am I able to ask them, listen, stop, where did you get my information from?
Yes. And I'm sure they'll put the phone.
They will, because that is exactly what I did last week. And the phone went goomp, dead.
And also you asked them to remove you from the database. Surely you are entitled to do that.
You can ask, but whether it's true or not is a different thing.
I can tell you this much. I've asked and they've called me a week later again. And thanks to Truecaller, I'm safe.
Yeah, no, it is harassment of note.
Charlie, I must be honest. I've been telling them to contact you because you're my good mate. And I told him,
he's been handing over referrals to Charlie.
He likes to play hard to get, don't you?
Vinesh from Legal Aid, thank you so much for answering those questions. I hope it gives some of our listeners some clarity in terms of the Poppy Act and the way going forward.
Just quickly, very quickly, you know, businesses have 12 months to comply. So their businesses need to get, you know, get into gear and find out and speak to their accounting companies and, you know, legal representatives and find out how do we go about complying with this.
Sure. All right, Vinesh, thank you for taking our call. Have a great day. Stay safe.
You too, guys. Wonderful to spend time with you. Hope to speak to you guys soon.
Cheers, thanks, Vinesh. Cheers, thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.